The State Assembly pulled another all-nighter. Lawmakers went into session about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and they didn't adjourn until just before 5 o'clock this morning. There were a number of controversial items on the docket. WUWM's LaToya Dennis followed the proceedings and is here to talk to us about what passed and what didn't. Good morning, LaToya. Good
morning, Bob.
The Assembly essentially finished its work now for the legislative session just a few hours ago. Were there some surprises?
I wouldn't say that there are any real surprises. One of the first bills that got a lot of debate, and by debate, I mean Democrats telling Republicans how bad they thought this legislation was, really had to do with asbestos lawsuits and damages collected. So right now, people can either file suit against a company that manufactured or used asbestos or file a claim with the trust that were set up by now bankrupt companies. The change in law would require that people do both of these and disclose that info. Democrats say it's problematic because a judge or jury would end up saying how much a company has to pay versus what a trust has to pay. And basically, the trusts are running out of money. Now, in Wisconsin, veterans are the people largely bringing these suits. Democrats like Dana Wachs pleaded with Republicans not to pass this bill.
All the way back in the 40s, the manufacturers of these products knew. They knew that these products would cause injury and death. But it doesn't matter, Mr. Speaker. According to this body, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that these people did their best for this country. It doesn't matter that these people were innocent. It doesn't matter because the corporation has to win.
Why do some lawmakers, LaToya, believe that this legislation is necessary?
You know, members of the GOP say that the way things work now simply are not sustainable. Here's Republican Jim Ott.
Every company that has produced asbestos is going to go bankrupt if we're not putting some control on this pot of money, which is not an endless pot of money. The purpose of this bill is to make sure that someone who is suing a solvent company is not also dipping into one of these trusts.
Also, a lot of other issues on the agenda during the session, including early voting and a limit to early voting. What happened with that?
Now, I was watching last night as this legislation passed just before 11 p.m. Basically, if Governor Walker signs it, early voting would be limited between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Early voting on weekends would not be allowed.
My polling place didn't open till 9 o'clock in the morning because they had the latitude. A small municipality didn't have to vote or didn't have to have the polls open until they could open at 7, 8, or 9. I didn't have the same opportunity to go to the polls in the morning before I went to work as somebody else in a larger city because my town chose to open at 9 a.m.
That was Kathy Bernier, one of the Republicans that obviously was speaking in favor of this particular thing. I've heard Democrats say that making this change would do just the opposite of what she's talking about, and that is make things less uniform. How is that?
Yeah, Kathy Bernier is from a small town in Chippewa County, and Democrats say that, you know, it's really different having a municipality of 630,000 people versus one of 50,000 people, and so you don't need the same hours for voting. Now, Democrats also say that this change is about limiting the minority vote because they often lean left. Here's Fred Kessler.
45,000 people, most of them African Americans, most of them Latinos in Milwaukee, voted early voting last time. They went to the polls early so that they could vote. We had an 87% turnout in Milwaukee. We had record turnouts in Madison. We had record turnouts all over. And now suddenly we are passing a law that's going to limit the right of the city of Milwaukee and the city of Madison and the city of Racine and the city of Kenosha.
Now, Kessler says that the state will be setting itself up for another round of lawsuits because this change would go against Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
Lawmakers also took up the controversial school accountability bill, and one that has to do with oral chemotherapy. That got a lot of attention. What happened with both of those?
Well, the school accountability bill passed. They took away the sanctions. So originally the bill said, you know, if you're a public school and you receive an F on the state report card for 3 years in a row, you would be forced to either close or convert to a charter school. That provision is now gone. What remains is a provision requiring that all schools that take public money publicly report performance data. Now, as far as that chemo legislation is concerned, an amended bill was passed, which means it's going back to the Senate. Now, the bill that was passed by the Assembly would cap co-pays for the drug at $100 a month. Originally, supporters of this bill said that intravenous and the chemo pill should cost the same amount, but the intravenous chemo is much, much less expensive than the pill.
Very packed schedule in Madison from yesterday afternoon to just before 5 this morning. Thanks, Latoya.
Thank you.
Latoya Dennis with an update on the various issues that were voted on. And we'll be hearing more about that in coming days, including whether there'll be agreement between the Assembly and the Senate still to come on some of those matters.